Hey Nelson, you mentioned in the point on not a good fit that structure was sometimes a reason that people didn't fit into the church.
Yeah, we all are structured differently. I mean, many of you listening, I'm sure, are congregational structured. You vote on everything. Some of you are structured with elders. Others are pastor-led churches. Rick Warren has a very famous quote that says, you can structure a church for growth or you can structure it for control, but not both. So structure really matters when it comes to the growth of a church. And there are certainly growth-impeding structures out there. We've chosen to be a pastor-led church, number one, because we're a relatively young church in the sense of things. We started in 2002. The founding pastor is still the leader of our church network. And so we're a pastor-led church. And there are people who come to our church from time to time that will not stay because we're not congregationally led, or we're not elder-led. Now, we do have elders. They just operate a little differently. We do have a board of directors, but they operate differently than sometimes the way they perceive that. And but you know, at the same time, I coach a lot of pastors who are in deacon-led churches or elder-led churches or congregational-led churches, and they can't keep people because their church structure doesn't allow for new people to come in as readily or something like that. And so structure sometimes can be an interesting barrier. Now, it's often one of those barriers for people who have a church background. And so someone who was maybe burned by a pastor in the past might want to be in a church structure that's very congregational. Someone that was stuck in a structure where the church moved really slow and it took forever to make decisions, they might like being in a fast-paced, pastor-led church. Someone who has financial hang-ups, they might like being in a church that has very strong board oversight with a audit every year. And we have that too at our church. We have a board that oversees our money and an audit every year. But the thing on that is, don't be afraid of your structure. Don't try to hide it. I mean, don't beat people over your head with your structure, but I would just say really simply, have like a brochure somewhere that says how First Baptist Church is structured, how the journey is structured, how Stone Point Church is structured, how the church is structured, and just be really clear about the structure of the church. And honestly, Scott, I've had people come up to me with almost like a scowl on their face and say, "You're not one of those pastor-led churches, are you?" And I hesitate for a moment. I'm like, "Well, maybe I should tell them about our elders. Maybe I should tell them about our board." But I'll kind of take my breath and I say, "Well, you know, we've determined that for our church, the best structure for us to have is a pastor-led church. And so we are a pastor staff-led church." And they say, "That's great. That's exactly what I was looking for." And I'm like, "Well, you sure didn't sound like it when you asked me." Or they say, "You know, I've never heard of that kind of church. Tell me about that." And so I'll give them the brochure and they can talk about it. And they may stay, they may not. They have to decide if that's a good fit for them or not. But sometimes just education about how you are structured can help people stick. Now, we educate people with a brochure at the table. It's also something that we give out at our newcomers reception. We give out the structure brochure and we go over it briefly at our newcomers reception. That's an assimilation tactic, if you're familiar with my assimilation intensive resource. And then we spend a good portion of membership class talking about how we're structured, because people like structures. And in many ways, they're not necessarily interested in what the structure is as much as you have one and that it's clear.